yes, you are going to have to spell your name.
Thank you. You got it pretty well with my name. Manfred Hartdorfer from New Hampton, spell H-O-E-R-E-R-T-D-O-E-R-F-E-R. I'm engineer by with professional background, and instead of getting into a lot of these kind of large statements of propaganda from my own training, I like to get into the details and just make some comments on some particular issues. There was a lot of talk about all the jobs that are going to be created here, and that confronted me last time in a meeting in Laconia, and I thought, well, I wonder how that really works for all the local people that they promise all these jobs. And how did they come up with a number of 2,600 in the first place, which seems to be pretty large. Now, knowing a little bit about construction, being an engineer, a civil engineer, I would have always anticipated that this is a very special project. It's huge. It has significant structures and facilities. It requires special equipment and specially trained people to make all these installations. The way I see it, there are no such machineries here in this state, and with not the trained people. So most of that work will be done by companies from somewhere out west, south, wherever. Wherever these big companies are that do that work. And they bring their trained people with them. So how many jobs are really left except for a few laborers and a few truck drivers here at the end? And then lo and behold, as part, and I give the commission credit in the revised requirements for the submission, because that's what I looked at first and said, well, they're supposed to tell you who their contractors are and suppliers, and it was not submitted. In the original submittal, it's now in a supplement that was submitted on the 26th. And the companies come, Quanta Services from Houston, Texas, Power Electric from Kansas City, Longfellow Drilling from Iowa, MGA Electric from Michigan, Underground Construction from California, Crooks Surface Inc. from Spokane, Washington. Does it tell you something? It tells me what's happening here. It's also primarily, and I say this for that reason, a reflection of the big statements that get made by Northern Pass here all the time. General statements. There's nothing behind it. This is tell you a story. It's a propaganda. And I say, the same goes for some of the studies that were mentioned for the effect on our business of the in the White Mountains. They just say it is so, or on the real estate. Just the fact that the loss, no loss in value, only increases they could find in a so-called study. Well, bullshit, right? But that's fine. What I resent is, and I hope you are smart enough as a commission to see that as strictly propaganda, and unless they have provided documents that show that, and they're here for us, the public, to scrutinize, they should be discarded. So half the propaganda, even on the display, should be discarded. And
how much more do you have?
I have my major point I actually was going to get to. I got sidetracked here.
So why don't we circle back to you after Mr. Kimball? Because there are a number of other people who want to speak. And I don't want to make people sit and wait their turn.